The Osgood Files, sponsored by Nuveen Investments. Make the most of your income portfolio and its potential with a market leader in closed-end funds. Nuveen. Reach for more. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's a miracle drug that can cure hepatitis C, but the message for many of the patients who need it to stay alive?
Come back next year.
And I'll bet you can guess why. More after this from Charlie. As many as 230,000 veterans suffer from hepatitis C. Most of them got it in Vietnam, where it was spread by battlefield blood transfusions and vaccinations. And it's fatal. But a company called Gilead Sciences sells a cure that is 99% effective. The problem is that the 12-week treatment now retails for $84,000, so that even with a 50% discount, the VA can only afford to treat 15% of the veterans who need it. But that's the free market at work, right? Well, almost. The researcher who led the development of this drug, Dr. Raymond Shinazi, works in the Department of Veterans Affairs and got most of his research money from government grants.
Can you see how that looks to an average veteran?
Sorry you're taking it personally.
Dr. Shinazi explained to CBS News correspondent Chip Reed that, in fact, he was only on the government payroll 7/8 of the time. And in the remaining 1/8 of his time, he was legally entitled to set up private drug companies to sell the drugs he helped invent.
So you're only spending 1/8 of your time on your private companies?
Well, even less than that. I'm very efficient.
And a very good businessman. He came away with $400 million because of the staggering profit potential for his treatment, which can command $84,000 thanks to U.S. patent laws. In India, which has no such patent protection, the same treatment sells for about $300. And that's why veterans are hearing the message.
Come back next year.
You'd think we could at least buy them a plane ticket to Mumbai. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.